On today's show, we talk about when to take an offer that's like that one bird in the hand versus two in the bush. We discuss an easy, memorable way for valuing the letters within a 345letter.com domain. And we also discuss domains that are false friends, domains that seem like they would be a good investment, but actually may not be. Enjoy the show. Hey, Sherpa Network, thanks for joining me today. I'm Tess Diaz, executive producer of DomainSherpa.com, and this is the Domain Sherpa Review. This is the show where we get into the minds of successful domain name investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become better investors ourselves. We have three segments to the review. We'll start off learning what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Next, we'll discuss in value an investor-submitted domain name portfolio. And finally, we'll preview some domains going to auction soon at namejet.com and whether the Sherpas think they're a good investment opportunity for you. Joining us today on the Domain Sherpa Review are three past Sherpas and industry thought leaders. We're delighted to have you back, David. It's been a while and wonderful to have you. Welcome, David Clement.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah. Shane, great to see you at NamesCon in Las Vegas. Welcome back.
Thanks. Nice to see you. It's only been a couple days.
Yeah. It's been real quick. And Drew, your flight probably has barely over. Welcome back, Andrew Rosner.
Thank you.
Great to have you guys. Let's jump in to the show right off today. What's new, Sherpas, where you're going to share one purchase or sale you've made over the past few weeks, and we'll learn what you paid or received for the domain, why you thought it was a good deal, and how the negotiations progressed. That's usually the most interesting part. Remember, don't say what you paid. Shane, you are up first on this one. What's new, Shane?
Well, nothing's really changed since I'm glad to be home. I was gone for almost 3 weeks, so it was nice to sleep in my own bed, and my body just gave out once I was trying so hard not to get sick or tired during the whole trip, but man, it was, hours of flights and seeing everybody at NamesCon, a couple 4:30, 4 a.m. nights, and I held on, but as soon as I got home, my body just, it kicked my ass. It just, it's been a tough couple days, so... And the weather in Chicago was, I stayed in Vegas. As a lot of people don't know, there were a couple of us that stayed in Vegas an extra day or two because all flights to Chicago were canceled. So I got to spend some time with some people after the show that was nice as well. But we're back to the normal routine, and that's a good thing sometimes.
That is good. Now, so you were doing your charity work in Kenya and flew straight from there to Vegas and then back home to Illinois. How long was the flight and how many layovers did you have?
I wasn't hearing Drew's complaining at all from going from Vegas. So it was, I took,